podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Go. Emily was so proud of me when I got on the emoji train not long ago. I don't overuse them because I'm a guy.
It's weird when we get them from you.
I know. I'm a guy.
Little thumbs up.
Yeah, I don't want to use those. But I will say that they did a study now to find which of all those emojis, because now there's pages and pages and pages and pages of them, right?
Yes.
They wanted to know which one Americans use more than any other country in the world. Out of all of those, there's one that we seem to like more than other countries. And it turns out to be the birthday cake.
Okay.
I was going to say the little smiling poop.
Or the fist bump.
They say we don't use the poop symbol the most, though. That honor goes to Canada. They use that in Canada more than anywhere else in the world.
You know, just put a cone on the bottom of the poop emoji, and all of a sudden you have the ice cream cone emoji. It's the
chocolate ice cream.
It's the same
top. Exact same one.
I just blew your mind.
Yeah, I happen to be partial to one in particular. It's because of the big nerd in me. I love the Easter Island head. That is mine. You know, the big giant stone head.
Gum, gum, blunt, gum, gum.
Yeah, from Easter Island. Yeah. That's my go-to.
Because it what?
It doesn't mean anything.
I know. So that's what when I'm, would you use that in everyday conversation?
I just do. I will just send that to people.
It's and random.
It's just random. And I love it. It's my go-to emoji.
All right.
So you know. How about a note? Who wants to laugh?
Well, let's do it.
You will like this. It's a note from Paul, and every parent is going to be able to relate with this. Jeremy, you in particular.
Okay.
Because you've got a little boy who's essentially the same age as the kid in this story.
All right.
So I bet you've been through this. I love it. He writes, Dom, I think you'll get a laugh from this embarrassing story. One of my ongoing jokes with my wife got me into trouble. Every time she makes a delicious meal, I'll clean my plate, but as a joke, when she says, how was it? I'll say, tastes like the S word.
Okay.
He says, I'll say that to her. Tastes like.
The emoji we were just talking about.
He writes, and then we both laugh because I'm devouring it. Well, on Sunday, and you guys will be able to see where this is going from a mile away. On Sunday, we went to my in-laws for brunch. And when my mother-in-law asked my three-year-old if he wanted seconds, he proceeded to say, it tastes like
blank.
Blank.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Paul writes, we had to quickly scramble and explain that he'd picked that up from me. And then my in-laws thought I was mean to my wife. And we had to explain that it was just a joke. And the whole time, my wife and I are about to die laughing. But we can't because her parents are mad. And we don't want our son to think it's a funny thing to say. How do most people handle their kids cussing in public? Because it actually makes me laugh. And that is Paul. Have you been in a spot where Reed has dropped a bomb?
Yes. I don't know if I told this story on the air, but we were sitting down. It was just me and him to dinner the other night. And we're sitting there, and I was kind of bored because the conversation was lagging. And so I hopped on my phone and pulled up a video, and it was some cop yelling at somebody or something. And so I was like, all right, I'll watch this. And about 30 seconds into this video, on full volume on my phone, next to my three-year-old, the cop says something like, are you effing listening to me? Mm-hmm. He didn't say effing, though. He dropped the F-bomb. And whoa, I'm scrambling to shut off my phone and turn down the volume. And then little Reed proceeded to say, are you effing listening to me about four or five times? And I was like, no, don't say that. Don't say that. Please don't ever say that again.
It's kind of funny, though.
Fast forward later that night, Nicole's brushing his teeth in the bathroom. And... and he's just not, you know, cooperating. And she's like, please stop and just settle down. And he looks at her and goes, are you effing listening to me? So I'm in the other room and I hear,
and she says, where'd you hear that? And he goes, daddy.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, let me explain. So yeah, he went full in. He hit the mother of cuss words, you know, he's all in. So yeah, that's my funny little effing story.
Well, you know, a lot of my friends who are parents have stories about being out somewhere in public.
Mm-hmm.
It's always out in public. There's always witnesses. Mm-hmm. It's never just you and your kid.
The three-year-old or the four-year-old, I think that's prime territory, usually three and four do it.
Our thing is, too, you know, he goes to preschool at our church. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's dropped the are you effing listening to me to some of his little classmates. Maybe his teacher. Who knows?
Preferably the pastor.
And I'll be like, whoa, I can explain.
My favorite story with my son years ago when he was about three, mm-hmm. who was also at daycare. Uh-huh. It was also happened to be at a church.
Perfect.
And we got called in for something that had happened out on the playground. There had been an altercation on the playground. And I try to think of three-year-olds on a playground.
Yeah, what's going down on the playground?
And apparently the stuff that he said, it was everything we could do to not burst out laughing. Just to think that those words tumbled out of the mouth of my three-year-old son.
So yeah. Pure.
I almost wanted to high-five him for what he'd gotten into an altercation with another little boy on the swings or something. And what he had said, I thought, all right, that is my boy. But you can't say that. You have to look very serious at the daycare teacher and say, well.
Where did he pick that up?
I don't know where he got that
from. I don't
know
where he. And quite honestly, the sentence that he used made no sense.
You've told me the sentence, and it's impressive. What he's strung together.
Yeah, he's
like
a gangster.
Right, but what he strung together is not a rash. It's not a rational string of words that I would have used.
Correct.
So I don't know. He just kind of went freeform on a couple of words that he had heard somewhere.
There's blood involved.
Involved.
Body parts.
And body parts.
You know, this was over 30 years ago, but to this day, I think it's one of your favorite sayings to describe anything.
Still.
That ice cream I had. Woo!
I will use it on Jeremy when I'm mad at him sometime.
Yes, you do.
Here's Kelsey. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
So what's the story?
So I think I was 5 or 6 when this happened, and I had heard my parents say things like, stupid and dang it and gosh darn it and God and other that are more inappropriate. And at some point I said one of those inappropriate words, and I think it was the word that is similar to the emoticon that you guys were talking about.
The S word. All right.
Oh, okay.
My parents heard that, and so my mom said, you know, she pulled me aside, she said, Kelsey, those really aren't words that you could be saying, but I think maybe a way for you to get the anger out, you just go to your room and close your door and maybe just say them in the privacy of your room, and that way you don't say them out in front of people because that's not good. And so I would go into my room and close the door, and I would be ranting and saying things like, gosh darn it, dang it, God, oh my God, shoot. And then I would come out and I would kind of act like I was all composed, and my mom would be standing outside my room asking, okay, do you feel better? And I said, yeah, I really do. So I did that often. It became sort of a tradition in our household.
So you had the cussing room. That's kind of funny.
Right into the pillow.
And go have your Tourette's and come back, dear.
Kelsey, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
Appreciate you listening. All right. There's John. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So what's the story?
Well, my son had a hard time saying the TR sound, like in truck. And it would come out as an F.
Mm-hmm.
So he used the, we'd see a dump F or a fire F riding around with Grandma one day, and there was a big fire F.
Perfect.
What?
Funny. They're in their 20s now, and we see a dump truck or a fire truck, and we all get a good laugh.
That's great.
You have to say it.
I love the way that sticks
very
around.
Good.
John, thank you for making us laugh.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You as well. Appreciate you being on the show. Here comes Casey. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So what happened?
So about 4 years ago, I was at one of those do-it-yourself car washes, getting slightly impatient with the gentleman in front of us because he was taking a while. So I had my 8-year-old and 4-year-old in the back seat, and my 8-year-old proceeds to say, and he was good about stopping himself, that guy needs to... And then my 4-year-old finished it, get the F out of the way, and I'm frantically trying to roll up the window so that no one heard, and the people next to me, I'm pretty sure, heard me because they gave me quite the look, and I just put my head down and said, please don't talk like your father.
Blame dad. Yeah. That's great. Casey, thanks for being on the show.
You guys have a great day.
We're going to. Thank you for that. Here's Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
So what happened?
So my daughter, who's now almost 14, and she hates it when I tell the story, but she did give me permission. When she was 4 in preschool, when they would ask the teacher to read a book, if it was free time, the teacher would drop what she was doing and sit down and read a book. Delaney went and asked her if she would read a book, and then the teacher immediately started, having her, what's the title of the book? You know, who's the author? What do you think they were predicting? What do you think is going to happen? What does this picture mean? They went through a few of those, and Delaney finally turned around and looked at the teacher and said, just read the damn book.
Hey, let's get on with
it. Get to it,
woman.
We'll all know if we read the book.
It's pretty good. Funny. Oh.
You have a no-nonsense daughter.
Yeah, you know, and I was always afraid to pick her up because most weeks they'd say, oh, we have a new Delaney-ism.
Delaney-ism.
Sue, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a fun day. Enjoy the sunshine today. And time for one more. It's Phil. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. You get to bring it home for us. What do you have?
I'm taking my five-year-old to a birthday party. We're in traffic, and there's a lady talking on the phone, putting makeup on. And I made the comment, if this bitch cuts me off one more time, I'm going to lose my effing mind. And we get to the birthday party. We go inside, and all the moms are in the kitchen. We're putting the present in there. And the hostess goes, oh, you guys are late. Without missing a beat, my son goes.
Yeah, we got it. You don't have to repeat it.
And then all the moms look at me. Man. And my son starts to walk out to the rest of the party. He goes, yeah, and dad lost his mind.
Yeah. I don't trust his call.
We should have screened his call a little bit.
I told him, Phil, I told you, use the B word. Don't say the B word.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Oh. Way to go, Phil. Now you got all sorts of kids saying it.
Carpools.
I'm about to lose my effing mind, Phil.
Jerk sore. Phil, thanks for your call.
That's good.
Kids
good
are little tape recorders, man.
Yes, they are.
They look like angels, but they really have the mouths of sailors.
Effing sailors.
And the sailors right now are going, what'd we do?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.